Hey guys, I'm just going to get right into it today without talking much about it. Dragon Age Veilguard is one of the biggest video game disasters of all time. And I think this clip will be the tombstone on this game. And just a little context here, the chick in the middle believes that she has misgendered somebody. And so she must do push-ups as payment or atonement for misgendering somebody. So let's watch this absolute insanity unfold.
Pounding that snake's nose. She's still holding the ruby in her other hand. Maker's panties. I was so proud.
Oh,
Ah, shit. They're still holding it. Sorry.
What are you doing?
Pulling a barv.
Oh, okay.
A barv?
Tradition in the Lords of Fort.
So in their obsession with stealing things that men do, if you've ever been in a guy community, sometimes, you know, in the military, they'll say, drop and give me 20. If you did something wrong, if you have to atone for something. So this is her way of atoning for the quote unquote wrong that she's done, even though that we know that being trans is a mental disease. You need to go to a mental hospital because you're insane. But she believes that she has done something wrong according to the imaginary rules that these insane degenerates make up. But let's keep watching.
Tune from one of our old members, Barv. Good guy, but like most of us, his plans went sideways a lot. Bad blood among your crew's not good for morale, but there's not always time for big drawn-out apologies. So when one of us screws up...
So the chick with the horns, this is a bastardization of the Qunari character. The Qunari characters used to be really cool in the first two Dragon Age games, and they changed them. They made them look really gay, and this is a trans character, and so she's apologizing for wronging the person with the horns.
When we know we've screwed up, we do a quick 10 to put it right. Pulling a barv. Oh, there we go.
And just wait for the sanctimonious sermon on absolutely nothing that we're about to get. So she can respond, maybe we should use it. Self-improvement and exercise. Do you hear that condescension? Oh, you're improving yourself by playing into my delusion. You're improving yourself. She can respond, that's very open-minded.
I'm glad the Lords of Fortune have Tarsh's back.
Oh, Tarsh isn't the first non-binary member of the Lords.
Really?
It was a little before your time, but Horlicks was one of ours.
Huh.
Bastard looked better than I did in a dress or pants. And out of them, too.
This is something you hear from a lot of deluded trans people with their dicks hanging out, is they think that they actually look good as women, and they don't. It's disgusting. It's profane. It's vile. But they'll be like, oh, I am so sexy. You're not. You're not sexy. You were born a man. It's gross. So she says, why not just apologize?
Reason you can't just apologize?
Sometimes people say, oops, sorry, and hope that fixes it. But they just want to get the whole thing over with. Trust me, I know. But pulling a barf, you sweat a little. Makes you think about it a little more. Shows the other person you mean it.
What if they mean it when they say they're sorry, though?
And that's the other reason. Some people...
See, when you wrong... I'm sorry, y'all. We live in freaking clown world, dude. See, when you wrong a trans person, you have to atone for your wrong. It's not enough that you've done wrong. You have to pay for your perceived quote unquote sins in their eyes. And I'm going to give you my full thoughts on that. Let's get to the end here.
We'll mess up and get all dramatic. They make it about them. Oh, you know, I didn't mean it right. I never...
No, I did mean it. You're gross. You'll never make it as a... You know, I'm speaking to a trans person now. You'll never make it as a woman. You're born a man. And it's gross. And it's nasty. And God hates it.
Never do that on purpose. They feel so bad about it that it's on everyone else to smooth it over and make them feel better.
Oh, okay. Yes, some people might do that.
Pulling a barv puts it on the person who screwed up. They made the mess. They fix it. Done.
No, there was no mess. I called you what you were born as.
Sometimes people say, oops, sorry, and hope that fixes it. But they just want to get the whole thing over with. Trust me, I know. But pulling a barv, You sweat a little. Makes you think about it a little more. Shows the other person you mean it.
What if they mean it when they say they're sorry, though?
And that's the other reason. Some people mess up and get all dramatic. They make it about them.
In every religious faith, whether you're Jewish, whether you're Islamic, whether you're Christian, there is a need for atonement of sin. And so have we ever had a more clear display of the cult of LGBT, the cult of trans? This is a kind of atonement in their religion. You have committed a sin in their religion. But here's the thing. It's fucking imaginary. This is why these people are so insufferable, because they've made up sins. They've made up rules that aren't rules, and they're judging you against their rules. But here's the even more evil thing. They're judging you against depraved and evil rules. They've made up depraved, evil, and wicked rules, and now they're judging you against that. And pardon my French here, because I am a Christian, but fuck that. Fuck that. Let me just say here, because I am a Christian and I'm just going to represent my religion here. There is an atonement. There are sins. We do commit sins. How are you going to pay this? The people who made this game, the people who committed the sin of making this game, who's going to atone for your sin one day? Calling somebody a man when they're a man is not a sin. Calling somebody a woman when they're a woman is not a sin. But leading people astray with this trans propaganda, who's going to atone for your sin one day? I hope it's Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is forgiving. He will forgive you of your sin. But it is so interesting to me, though, that these people do understand, because they're made in the image of God, they understand on some level it is about atonement and who is going to atone for your sins. And these people are realizing, or rather they're not realizing, that they need somebody to atone for their sins. They're evil. And look, I'm evil too. We all need somebody to atone for our sins. And I hope that it's Jesus Christ. I hope Jesus Christ is atoning for your sin. All right, so let's go on to the next horrible clip here. So there's two characters, Dorian and Iron Bull, that were either like gay or trans or something. And this degenerate loser, NIB, he's making the argument. There's seemingly a lot of anger or ridicule about some LGBTQ dialogue in Dragon Age the Veilguard, because he's obviously a homosexual degenerate. As a reminder, scenes like this were in the now decade-old Dragon Age Inquisition, the game some implied was DA when not woke. Ask yourselves why you weren't as mad then. Except, oops, this chick Christina Tasty absolutely bodies the guy. And what she shows here, as we'll see in a second, what she shows here is that these newer clips from Dragon Age Inquisition were a retcon and a change to the lore of the original two Dragon Age games. So, oops, but we'll watch them real quick.
That's what we call someone born one gender, but living like another. In Cunadar, Krem would be an Akunathlak. That's what we call someone born one gender, but living like another.
A person is born, Gunari or human or elven or dwarf. He doesn't choose that. The size of his hands, whether he is clever or foolish, the land he comes from, the color of his hair, these are beyond his control. We do not choose. We simply are.
Boom. Based Dragon Age, shitting all over your modern cultural moment. Sorry, boo.
Inari don't treat those Akun people any differently than a real man.
I don't understand. You look like a woman. Why would women ever wish to be men? That makes no sense.
Any differently than a real man.
I don't understand. You look like a woman. Why would women ever wish to be men? That makes no sense. Women are priests, artisans, shopkeepers, or farmers. They don't fight.
Oh my gosh, guys. How angry these modern broken degenerates that were working on Dragon Age Veilguard. How angry do you think they were at that, at being played a clip from old Dragon Age games? So the old Dragon Age taught the original Dragon Age games taught that you are born a man or a woman, and you can't change it. And furthermore, this character says, why would you want to change it? That's stupid. So I just thought that was an incredible clip. But let's watch another incredibly cringy clip from the game. And people are saying that despite this being a heterosexual romance, people are saying that it still feels incredibly gay somehow. So let's watch this.
Please listen. You're not alone. Whatever's out there, we'll face it together, I promise. Together.
I could kiss you right now. I'm going to kiss you right now.
Please.
Why do the character models like look so bad in this game? They have like this, the women are not attractive. Like everybody has like kind of a dude face. Everybody has like a really chunky, blocky dude face. But yeah, it's because, yeah.
I could kiss you right now. I'm going to kiss you right now.
At least there's something we might need to. It's your magic.
Rook?
You make the world spin, Lace Harding.
Rook! Lyrium! It's like I'm infused with lyrium.
I noticed it when we touched that night when we talked about your dreams.
Yeah, I see what they're...
Wow, I feel drunk.
Yeah, I see what they're talking about. For some reason, it felt like two dudes just kissed, which is those are the gay degenerates who worked on this game. I think I've commented on this clip before, but just we're doing a complete roundup of all of the cringy stuff from this game. So let's just go ahead and watch it. This is what really bothers me about this game is whether the person is male or female. Everybody's trying to sound like really sexy for some reason. It's like even if it's a chick dressing up as a dude or a dude dressing up as a chick, like these people are just disgusting. Like, can you be? You know, a lot of people are talking about the old dark fantasy the genre of Dragon Age 1 and 2. And there were like male characters, there were masculine characters, there were feminine characters. There was characters that were all kinds of different personalities. But every clip that I've seen from this game just has these, it's like people dressing up as drag queens. That's what these people sound like. But let's watch this insufferable clip one more time.
Cookies better.
Everyone likes the cookies better.
I'll eat the fruit. Thank you, Evatash.
Bonne hey done. I'll see you soon.
This kind of reminds me of Forspoken, that game Forspoken a little bit, where instead of honoring like medieval fantasy and the genre that they're in, they keep taking their freaking current cultural moment with the politics and the disgusting trans stuff, and they're projecting on medieval fantasy their moment. And that's truly what I think people hate the most about all this. Like, can medieval games be separate from real life? And they're doing the same thing with Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power. They're projecting their current idiotic politics onto a game that has nothing to do with it. But listen to just how like gross and weird they sound. Listen to the guy who's obviously like gay.
So the dragon hunter has a softer.
So the dragon hunter, like these people are disgusting.
Died.
The Kuhn says you take care of people.
So you're a little Qunari, a little Rivaini, and a little dragon.
So you're a little Qunari, a little. It's just gay, dude. All of the chicks are big backed, ugly, childless lesbians, and all of the dudes are childless little gay twink dudes. It's truly the most insufferable video game I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I get that.
Come on. I should tell my mother how Karash is doing.
All right. And I want to show one more clip here because another people are saying that I wanted to highlight is that this game does something that Fallout 4 did, which is it doesn't let you ever be an asshole or be evil or be mean. And I'm actually about to make a video about this, about how games won't let you be mean. They won't let you be the bad guy anymore. Here's a dialogue option in Veilguard where they wanted to say, just listen, you idiot. And it comes out, are you kidding me? Like, Fallout 4 did the same junk. Like, let me be evil. Let me be mean. That's the option that I've picked. But let's watch the final. I want to watch one more clip here, from Doc Strangelove, just kind of showing you that you could be mean, you could be evil, you could be whatever you want because it's an RPG of in the old BioWare games, and apparently they've killed this.
We don't need any reinforcements. I'll take care of it. It's under control. I'll go down there myself.
Turn around, very slow.
Damn it.
Tell me where the assassin is, and I might let you live.
If I knew that, I wouldn't be wasting my time talking to you. You're not one of Nasana's mercs. Who are you?
You've got two ways down. Express or coach. Your choice.
Look, pal. Even if I knew where he was, I wouldn't tell you.
Not the answer I was looking for.
I've got nothing more to say to you. If you shoot me, my team's right through there.
How about goodbye?
Dude, that's so good. Like, dude, the old BioWare games, you could just be a dick. He just murdered this guy. And that's what an RPG is all about, is about being whoever you want and not having this trans gay political nonsense shoved into your face all the time. A couple more screenshots and then I'm going to get out of here, but The homie Great Rebellion posted this. Dragon Age Veilguard game director who describes himself as a queer asexual gendermancer claims game is inherently queer. So yeah, guys, don't touch this game. It's awful. Don't give them a cent. Let's check in on who was hired to write for Dragon Age Veilguard. Oh. Yeah, guys, it's these degenerates who need Jesus in their life. It's just, here's a dude on the left who hasn't transitioned yet. On the right is a dude who's pretending to be a woman. Guys, do we wonder why this game turned out the way that it did? I think that might be the creature that calls themselves Lauren Kate Dale on the right. But this was, they are one of the people who worked on Dragon Age Veilguard. Here we go. I already talked about that one. Oh, guys, I didn't even, before I get out of here, because this is going to be my last video about this, about the Veilguard. But the character creator in Dragon Age Veilguard, and of course I can't pull it up right now. This is absolutely hilarious. But y'all have already seen how the breast size is ridiculously small that you get. The butt size is ridiculously small that you get. The character creator is an absolute joke, but it's all their gay tranny propaganda that they're pushing in this game. And it's degenerate and it's completely lost. And these people really, really do need help. And so guys, don't buy this game. This game is terrible and I will talk to y'all later. Bye.